This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. July 4th is not, of course, celebrated in Europe, but that doesn't mean that it's completely ignored there. In Paris, hotels and restaurants are using the holiday hook to offer free champagne and flowers to American visitors. They're trying to win back droves of tourists who've stayed away from France this year. In Germany, a group of Americans has banded together to show Europeans patriotism through dissent. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Isabel Kohl started feeling misunderstood by Germans during the build-up to the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
There were demonstrations every Monday night, and I started going to them, and I would have a sign saying, "An American against the war." And, you know, I'd see people giving me these kind of pitying looks like, "Oh, you know, the one lone American against the war."
To prove them wrong, she tracked down others who also felt that too many Germans wrongly dismissed all Americans as supporting a war most Germans opposed. Her goal was to widen the Germans' view.
To combat this anti-American feeling, such as it is in Europe, by showing that there is another America.
Now the war may be over, but many Europeans are still uncomfortable with many of President Bush's policies. And Kohl and her compatriots are trying to build their message of Americans dissenting into something a little more long-term. The kickoff to a weekend organizational conference is a benefit concert for Iraqi children. About 130 people have come, perhaps half German. The political message here is distinctly anti-Bush. Americans like Gwendolyn Albert, now living in Prague, know that many polls show a majority of Americans still support President Bush's foreign policy.
I think that the support that is being reported in those polls is a support that comes from their experience of living within the United States at this particular point in time. We are not living in an atmosphere of fear the way people are living in the United States today.
No code reds in Prague, she says. She says Czechs have a mixed view of American anti-Bush activities, some glad to see dissent, some unaccepting. Bruni Putz, head of the Federation of German-American Clubs, says plenty of Germans know that not all Americans support the administration's foreign policy.
There are Germans who believe that there are no Americans who would think differently, but there are Germans who know exactly that in the United States you have people also who are discussing the subject differently and think it should have been done different. And most Germans, also 50%, they know that. And the other 50%, they just don't want to see it sometimes.
Of course, many Americans hold stereotypes of Germans as well, she says. Her organization is one of scores promoting U.S.-European understanding. It's not clear what Isabel Kohl's new group can do, but she says it's worth trying.
Just on a very basic level, I don't like people having cliches about where I come from that aren't true.
Kohl also hopes this fledgling organization can help Americans at home understand Europeans' points of view. Her first chance came when a photo of her protesting the war was posted to a news site on the internet. She got enough responses to make a special folder called Hate Mail. One person called her an ungrateful scumbag. Another dismissed her, quote, stupid European enlightened attitude. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.